Wham! Talk 1600. You're catching the drift. Conservative talk. Intelligent conversations on local, state, and national issues with Gary Wellings, chief editor of the Current newspaper and Current Online. Join in the conversation at 734-822-1600. And now, your host, Gary Wellings.
Hey, and good Saturday afternoon. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenko.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on, dude.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm not feeling quite up to par. I've been off for a week. I think just wore myself out with vacation and partying a little too hard and that sort of thing. So,
I'll try and carry the weight here.
I'm glad you did. So, when I called you today, I knew you thought I was
scared.
Right? No, but we'll get through the show here. We've got Congressman Tim Walberg, I think, calling in at the end, bottom of the hour. So hopefully we'll have some good updates from him. And what we do on The Drift every Saturday is go over the news that we put on thedailydrift.com.
It's the news you need to know.
Ooh, see, you're off a little bit today, too.
I had a frog in my throat for a half second there. Can we do it over?
Stop eating frogs, dude.
Yes.
They're
an
endangered species, if you were to believe the climate scammers.
Yeah.
Right? No, I'm seeing a lot of frogs around lately. And they go through cycles like everything else.
It's not easy being green.
Nice. Okay, let's take care of a little business. Music on the Patio at Burroughs Roadhouse. If you have not been to Burroughs Roadhouse, you should be going, though.
What's the matter with you?
Yeah, it's a great place. Good atmosphere, good music, good food. They've got gluten-free menus now, and there's all kinds of great stuff on the menu. They do a brunch on Sundays, which is fabulous. Monday's burger and a brew for $6. Where do you get a burger and a beer for $6, right?
There. At Burroughs.
At Burroughs, yes.
Yeah, that's the point.
And there's coupons in the Current. You can go to currentonline.com. That's CourantOnline.com if you don't get a hard copy of the Current. Coupons in there, and you can reach Burroughs 810-227-6000. If you're going to do dinner, I highly recommend calling ahead because they do get busy. Or you can go to burroughs-roadhouse.com. 810-227-6000. Burroughs Roadhouse. West Brighton out there. It's a really nice place. Go see it. Check it out. Have a drink. Eric's still bartending, I think. Have you been out there lately?
Not for a while. For a bit.
All right. So Eric's normally the bartending's good. Well, there's a lot to talk about. We got a short amount of time here to try and get into it. And we're going to start with the Strzok testimony.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm just about speechless, and I can feel my blood pressure rising right now. Because when I look at that dirty SOB, smirking, smug, laughing, whatever. SOB belongs in jail.
You were so calm until I showed you that GIF a minute ago.
Oh man.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, if you're on Twitter, and I'm going to tell you, here's a little gift. If you're a Twitter guy or Twitter gal, go to Thomas Wictor, W-I-C-T-O-R. Google him up or look him up, search him up, and add him as one of your Twitter people. Thomas Wictor, one of the smartest guys on the internet, without a doubt. Got a great story. I think I've told you this before. He's like the only expert in the entire world on flamethrowers.
You told me this once before. I mean, I'm not accusing you of repeating yourself, but I'm paying attention.
This guy is, you'll want to think he's out there, but he's just intelligent, right? So follow him, and when you see a thread from him, go back and read the whole thread from it. And it's entertaining. He doesn't do it in a dry, nasty way. He's funny, you know, and he pulls things in. It's a great read. Every time I see a thread from Thomas Wictor, I'm on it, you know. How angry can – this guy is literally taking his finger and putting up the middle one and sticking it right in the American people's face, right on public television for us. And we have to sit there and put up with that?
Yeah, that whole – I'd like to tell you, but I can't tell you. I have directions that I can't tell you. And in fact – we should listen to that right now. We're Jordan, Jordan and the oversight.
You got the tracks?
Yeah. Derek?
Which one?
The one about Jordan not telling oversight.
Okay, let's go. I'm glad you did these because I just didn't have time to pull it up, but I was so angry. I was like, oh.
I can't see Derek through the eyes in the back of my head.
He's got it. Here we go.
Okay.
It is as frustrating to me as it is to you. I can tell you, sir, that I would love...
Well, you know what, Agent Strzok, Mr. Chairman, may the witness be permitted to answer. If it's so frustrating, answer the question. If you'll allow him to, I'm sure he will. He has never answered the question, who burned Simpson.
Stop interrupting him.
And we're about to move on where Mr. Strzok can answer a question that he refused to answer earlier on advice of counsel. And I'm going to yield to Mr. Gowdy for the purpose of doing that right now.
Mr. Chairman, before Mr. Gowdy starts, may I respond to Mr. Jordan?
Very briefly.
Very briefly, sir. I would love to do that. There is an appropriate time for oversight, and as you well know, that is at the end of an investigation once it's concluded. I am certain Congress will absolutely have the opportunity to look at any investigation once it's closed, ask all these questions, and I would love to answer each and every one of your questions
once
the FBI allows me in the
investigation. We already know that answer from you, and you have already been advised that you can answer the questions here, because guess what? This is the United States Congress where you're testifying, not under the jurisdiction of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
Mr. Chairman, we cannot be asking about an ongoing investigation that is sabotaging an ongoing investigation by this committee. And that's what he's not cooperating with, and we should not do it.
It is,
and he cannot cooperating with that.
It is. These questions are table-setting questions regarding the formation of this, and he can answer those questions, but
he cannot answer questions regarding an ongoing investigation.
That he can, and so Mr. Gowdy
is advised by the FBI that he cannot.
No, he's been advised that he can, and Mr. Gowdy is going to again ask his question.
Okay. Number one, this is domestic spying case, whatever. Who's in danger?
Yeah.
If this gets declassified, why is it classified? It's a domestic case.
Yeah.
Who's in danger? Nobody. There is not one agent in the field for the FBI who would be in danger because he was investigating Donald Trump or some Russian collusion guys or whoever over here. That's nonsense, and I don't want to hear it one more time from that scumbag.
Well,
Strzok.
The point is he says, oh, I can answer all your questions at the end of the investigation. Well, wouldn't that then endanger their sources at the end of the investigation?
Yes.
Two is, this is a never-ending investigation. This is never-ending. There is no conclusion to this investigation to say, oh, now we can tell you. Three, he keeps getting these messages back and forth. Oh, I have permission to talk to you. And then, oh, I don't have permission to say this. And like I said, this is oversight. The whole point is to investigate the investigation. Should this what is going on with this investigation? Is this a proper investigation? Is there bias? Is there animus? Have you, Strzok, been trying to overthrow the government of the United States? That's the investigation of Congress.
And that's the one. And I said this last week. This was an attempt to subvert the will of the people of the United States of America. This man committed treason.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe that's hard to prove in a court of law. I don't know. I'm sure there are plenty of military people who have been swung from the gallows for treason for a lot less than this. And this SOB and his girlfriend, and anyone else who instructed them and allowed them to do what they did, should be swinging from gallows, and their name should go down in the history book for the next 500 years so that the people of the United States of America can say, Benedict Arnold and Peter Strzok, scumbag traitors to the United States of America, and they should have been hung.
It's an attempted coup.
It's
an attempted coup. You know, the one that's the cut here about the ATPM. Would you like to hear that one?
Yeah.
Derek? Trey Gowdy, ATPM.
See if you can recall this text that you received. Finally, two pages away from finishing ATPM. Do you know the president resigns in the end? What is ATPM?
I believe it's a reference to the book All the President's Men.
All right. Do you recall how you replied?
Generally, I feigned surprise and said something to the effect that we should be so lucky or fortunate.
No, it was lucky. Lucky in what way?
That he would resign as president.
You wanted him to resign 2 months into his presidency?
Sir, my sense was, in a personal belief, that I was not pleased with the direction and things that were being done with the presidency.
I thought you trusted the American people. I thought that was what you said in August of 2016, that the American people would stop him, and then they didn't stop him, and trusting the American people anymore.
Sir, what I utterly trust the American people. What I worry about is when the government of Russia puts their fingers on the scale and causes the will of the American people to be something other than America.
Yeah. How many indictments have there been of Americans for collusion with Russia?
Sir, I couldn't answer that question. Sure you could. Well, when you worked on the investigation.
When you say that, first, you know full well, sir, collusion is not a crime. I don't know where that term came from, but...
Well, you're right, it's not. It's not. Conspiracy, coordination, collusion, a lot of people use those words in the same way. How about we say conspiracy?
Sure.
How many Americans have been indicted for conspiring with Russia to impact the 2016 election?
None, to my knowledge.
Yet.
And we'll be happy to get Mr. Nadler as a witness
more like
next week's hearing if he wants to help you answer that. So,
all right. So,
yeah.
There is nothing there. This man committed a crime against you and me and Derek and every single person in the United States of America, including those that didn't vote for Trump,
mm-hmm.
because you're usurping the authority and the will of the people and the process of our election. That guy is the one that should be indicted.
Yeah.
And he should swing from the gallows. Send him to Leavenworth, build the gallows, and let's publicize it. Put it on television. I want to see it.
Do you think he'd smirk on the gallows?
That gif that you showed me. Because as I'm watching him on television, the look on his face, evil.
You know, what I noticed
evil.
When I watched what I watched, and I'm not retired. I can't spend all day watching, you know, these. But I watch as much as I could in the evening news on Fox and some of the other shows and then on YouTube. And what I found was that these guys each got 5 minutes, and a lot of them gave their time to Gowdy or gave their time to Jordan. So they might say something, I give the remaining time to Gowdy, which was a good thing. They should have all given all their time to Gowdy and Jordan, really. Regardless, he would get into the 5 minute mark and the time is up. And then that's when he got that look on his face, that like dancing in his chair, beat the rep on that one, smirking and smiling and just all self-congratulatory. And then the next question would start and then he'd settle down and he'd get real serious looking and he'd listen intently. And then, you know, then he might get combative, but then that 5 minutes would be up and then it's like, ah, ha, ha, got out of that one too. It's
yeah.
like, are you, is this
yeah.
how people
this,
act?
This guy could have done worse to me. If he had taken his finger and put it up to the television screen and said, screw you, Gary,
mm-hmm.
because that's what he did to each and every human being here in the United States, including those who didn't vote for Trump. Because mm-hmm. what he's doing, if they can do it to Trump, next time they'll do it to somebody else. And it could be a Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, these people think they are above the law. This is a political elite class. This is a new class of people here. It's no longer Americans rich and poor. It's the political elite. It's like right out of a movie. These people think they can get away with whatever they want. There is no longer a law that applies to people like Peter Strzok, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Susan Rice, and the rest of them. They can get away with whatever they want. We would be in jail if any of us had done what he has done.
The movie you're thinking of is 7 Days in May. It was a movie where Burt Lancaster was president. Richard Widmark was his aide, and Burt Lancaster wanted to overthrow the president of the United States, and Richard Widmark had a crisis of conscience. You know, his personal loyalty to this guy who's mentored him his whole career, and he's a colonel, Burt Lancaster general.
I think I remember that movie.
Oh, it's a very good movie because Richard Widmark has to make a decision, and he basically turns on a friend to save the republic.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the reference to all the president's men. It's all about Nixon. All about forcing Nixon to resign, and over what? Over a break-in, over a cover-up of a burglary. I mean, that's all. But it was the overreaching thing that they hated Nixon, and they were looking for any pretext to get rid of Nixon, just like they're looking for any pretext to get rid of Trump. So it really is all the president's men forcing him to resign. It's like a bloodless coup.
Yeah, and people need – this is why the November election is so important, people. If you watched those scumbag Democrats who were trying to protect this man, who were trying to obfuscate and keep things from coming out and defending him, you just can't – it's unallowable. We need to get rid of senators – who are Democratic. We need to get rid of Congress people who are Democratic. That Cohen fella saying mm-hmm. you should get a Purple Heart. Are you kidding me? Every veteran in the country should be.
I will say, I know.
He should. And he should apologize to each and every armed currently in the armed forces, and veteran. Because you know what? That's a disgrace. That man should not be on Capitol Hill, because a Purple Heart and somebody who's been wounded or died in combat has nothing to do with that guy breaking the rules, breaking the law, and being there testifying because he did the wrong things, because he was biased, because he's treasonous.
A friend of mine is a recipient of the Purple Heart, and he contacted Cohen's office and demanded, and he was informed that Cohen had rescinded that and apologized for that statement, and rightly so. But I mean, give me a break.
That was disgusting.
Yes.
That was disgusting. Well, speaking of the election, we can carry on with this, but speaking of the election, Joe from Wyandotte's got an update on the Senate race for us, and it's a good thing he does, because I got a question for him as well. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thanks. Not sure if you heard yet, but there was a little bit of a mailer fiasco with the John James campaign. Apparently, they targeted absentee voters, as you obviously should, but the mailer went out and said he wanted to defend, as in protect, rather than defund, as in take their money away, sanctuary cities.
Say that again.
It's a typo.
Well, the E and the U key are nowhere close. I don't think you could call that a typo. But yeah, it
is. Come on. You really think he wants to defend sanctuary?
You could call that a brain fart. You could say maybe autocorrect. Cause it, because the word defend is more traditionally used than the word defund, but to call it a typo is a real threat.
So how many went out?
I'm not sure how many went out, but who knows? That may hurt him, obviously, a little bit in the
Maybe Pensler will change his ad, where the only ad I ever hear of Pensler against James is that he gave that money to that councilwoman. I hear that ad nauseum.
Then I hear the John James ad against Sandy Pensler, right? I've been seeing these ones popping up on Fox, and he's saying all the negative things about Trump, and I'm like, ugh. You know, our two top candidates, and they're both just not where I want them to be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. They need to be positive. They should be positive about why they should be picked. I covered that on the Thanks a Lot, Debbie Not Facebook group to dump Debbie, nobody listens. They're still staying negative. But does Gary have his tinfoil hat nearby?
I always have my tinfoil hat in my pocket.
It's shaped like a seltzer water can.
He did this on purpose to target Detroit voters and then get the positive press claiming it was a mistake.
Yeah, I the only reason I wouldn't believe that is because I don't believe that people in the inner city of Detroit, be they black or white or Hispanic, like the idea of sanctuary cities. Because you know what? The black population in Detroit is suffering from job loss because of illegal immigrants.
Absolutely.
So I do not believe for one minute that the average inner city person wants to defend sanctuary cities, because, you know,
defend,
it's costing them jobs.
Defend.
Okay. I don't believe it. I really don't. So I'm not going to – it could have been a simple mistake, and I feel bad for him that happened, but it is what it is.
But it could help in the long run, because he got a lot more press, obviously, out of it across the state because of the mistake than he was going to otherwise get.
Right. Well, there you go. I mean, in the end, that's what's going to happen, I guess. You know, when I look at Pensler and I look at John James, outstate, I think they can beat Debbie Stabenow, right? As long as have we heard from Bob Carr? Has Bob Carr
not recently
pushed on anybody or said, I want Pensler or John James? He needs to. He needs to pick, and he needs to bring that farm vote to one of our guys. Whoever the winner is or whoever he wants, he needs to do that. And if you can get hold of him, Joe, make sure that Bob Carr gets out, because he was well-liked by the farm community, and we need those votes, not going back to Stabenow. So Bob Carr needs to step up. And fast. If we can get him on the show, we'll have him on.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it'd be good for him to pick one of the two now. I think it's better for him to keep his powder dry. And whoever the nominee is then needs to be able to work with him, like you said, to get out there and get that
not a bad idea.
Yeah, that works too. Either way, we need Bob Carr. So, Bob, if you're out there and you're listening, I know things didn't turn out the way you wanted, but you're still an integral part of this campaign, and you're important because we need that farm vote in the outs part. And then, so here's my question to you, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Pulling 30% of Wayne County, which we all say and agree is important to win the election, between yep. Pensler and John James, who can do that?
Well, most likely James. You mean in the general election, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I would certainly think John James has more of a chance to do that.
Okay. I hope he's concentrating a little bit down there and doing what he needs to do. He's always welcome to come back on the show, but I don't see enough of him. I would like to see more of John James out there. I think Sandy Pensler is doing his thing, spending a lot of money, but I don't see him doing a lot of the grassroots stuff either. So who knows?
But I think James has got still quite a long way to make up to beat Pensler. I think Pensler at this point is still the favorite, even though at this point of the two, I'm backing James.
Yeah, Pensler's got money, and he's spending it right where it needs to be, which is for a primary, Fox News, because that's where your conservatives are at, right?
There are several people I know who are backing Pensler only because of that. He has the money, and he'll self-fund.
Yeah.
That is not the way to pick a candidate, in my opinion, but
no.
I know personally dozens of people who are doing that.
Yeah, well, in the end, and here's the reason, because I'm conflicted too, right? I have not made up my mind between the two, and but going into the general election, you need a big, big chunk of money to get out and beat Debbie Stabenow. You really do. It's going to be a tough, tough fight to beat Debbie Stabenow. It can be done, but it's going to take money or grassroots.
I think she's got $8 million on hand. So.
Yeah.
I had read an announcement a while back, and I just looked it up while we were talking. Michigan agricultural icon Wayne Wood endorses John James for U.S. Senate.
Yeah, there you go. So okay. All right, Joe. Well, I appreciate the call, man. Thanks for the update.
All right. Take care, friends. Love you.
Love you, too.
See you,
Bye.
Joe.
Bye. Let's take a quick call from Gary before the bottom of the hour here. Gary, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You know, one thing that's starting to piss me off is when these Democrats up on the Hill start whining about meddling in elections. If you go back into the archives and open up some old locked vaults in the CIA, you'll find that the United States meddled in elections for the last 100 years to the point where they actually appointed men as leaders of countries. So just shut up.
Yeah, I mean, every country is out there doing that, right?
Along those lines, this is what I heard. I read an article yesterday, and it said a good rationale for Putin getting involved and actually going against Hillary, if the Russian government did go against Hillary in the last election, because of the meddling that she did as Secretary of State in the last Russian election where she was trying to get him defeated. A good rationale for that, and one that's not mentioned often.
Yeah, I just don't buy that whole thing.
That's meddling.
Yeah, I think the ties between the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Global Initiative, and Bill and Hillary both. I mean, come on, Bill Clinton stayed in Putin's house for crying out loud. He got a $500,000 check. We sold him 20% of our uranium. Who do you think Putin really wanted? Clinton's.
Calm down. What's the matter with you?
Go ahead, Gary. What else did you have?
But also, you know. I lost my thought. Never mind.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call. We're going to try and squeeze one more in before the bottom of the hour.
Okay. Bye now.
Take care.
It's nice to get back.
Let's take
topic.
Tom from Detroit. Go, make it quick, Tom. We're running out.
Okay. You're talking about the FBI agent Strzok, and you've been paying more attention to this than me. But you know, there's a couple of maximum ones. Fraud is always positive and intentional and distinguished from negligence. And then the other one is gross negligence is equivalent to fraud. So would you say there's any articulatable gross negligence?
I'm trying.
Because intent is real hard to prove.
I think intent is there. If you can't look at those 200 texts and that we will – it's plain as the day. Well, we will stop him. What is it? Yeah. I think somebody asked. The intent is there. The intent is established. I don't think there's anything there that says not.
Yeah, but isn't he saying, oh, well, we were just talking, you know, having a beer and, you know, hey, rah, rah, rah for our side.
Yeah. All right. Well, good comment, Tom. Take care. And we'll see all of you on the other side of the break.
always on the go, driving to work, running errands. How do they keep informed? They listen to Wham Talk 1600 just like you. If you're a business owner, your message can reach these people wherever their travels take them. People tune to Wham Radio for the latest issues, discussed by hosts like Joe Pags, Faron X, and Dana Lesh. And they'll stay tuned for your message as well. Call 734-971-1600 today and advertise your business with Wham Radio and whamradio.com. whamradio.com.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. Ahead of Monday's meeting with Vladimir Putin, President Trump spending time at one of his golf courses in Scotland. He tweeted about Friday's indictment of 12 Russians accused of hacking the DNC.
The president saying this is stories. You heard about the 12 Russians yesterday. Took place during the Obama administration, not the Trump administration. Why didn't they do something about it, especially when it was reported that President Obama was informed by the FBI in September before the election? Now, that is a familiar criticism, one the Obama administration has pushed back on previously.
Fox's Kevin Cork in Glasgow. Some nighttime NASCAR actions on tap.
Martin Truex Jr. will look to repeat his victory from last year, dominating the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway en route to his Monster Energy Cup Series crown. Kevin Harvick, Brad Keselowski, and Kyle Busch rounding out the front five. The green flag waves at Kentucky Speedway at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. Fox News. We report. You decide.
It's time for This American Voice with Theron, brought to you by A&H Lawn Service. Now here's Theron.
Are you ready? That's not Monday Night Football. I'm asking, are you secure as secure can be? Do you have your gold and silver investment hedge in place against a falling or even worthless dollar? Not that that's a bad angle to play, but are you really ready with Boy Scout level common sense preparedness? A can of peaches with a pull top goes a long way further than a bar of gold in a truly unsecure environment. And if it all really crumbles away, hits the fan with hurricane force, all the gold or silver in the world will just be another weight to carry or defend with your dwindling self-defense resources. When they say never forget, have you linked Katrina and the Gulf Coast into that post 9/11 be prepared mindset? How about Rodney King riots in Los Angeles? Didn't take long for things to go bad there. Happened almost instantly. Take a look around your house and ask yourself, what if? Do the homework. It doesn't take much to hedge against 6 months of hard luck. You owe it to your family to do this, and that's just the minimalist scenario. When the electricity he's been out for 4 months. You haven't seen a cop in three. You'll be glad you took a little time to be prepared. Your family will, too.
A&H Lawn Service in Saline serves all of Southeast Michigan. They've been offering professional lawn maintenance since 1991, including landscape construction, lawn and landscape maintenance, irrigation systems, winterizing, and snow removal. Let A&H Lawn Service help your business with landscaping solutions for today and tomorrow. They have the professional experience you can count on. Call 734-429-5778 and see how their business can help your business or visit ahlawncare.com.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in to Catch Our Drift. Joining me in studio, Ipsy Ed Bondarenka.
Hey there.
Hey, so let's take care of a little business. Sutton Barn at Rolling Meadows Golf Course. If you're looking for a place to have a party, a graduation, an anniversary, just a reason to go out and have a little party, call Rolling Meadows Golf Course, Sutton Barn. Or you can go to suttonbarn.com. That's SUTTONBarn.com. Or you can call 734-662-5144. It's a great event area. Beautiful, really is. And Rolling Meadows is a nice little golf course anyways with a great bar. So make sure you call them, 734-662-5144.
Tell them you heard it here and on the current.
Yes, absolutely. Okay, so joining us via phone is our 7th District District U.S. Congressman Tim Walberg. Congressman Tim, welcome to the show.
Hey, it's good to be with you. Sorry, I had to cancel out last week. We had a major funeral of a key community player, a great person that I had to be at. So
yeah, well,
glad to be with you today.
Yeah, that's understandable, Tim. We always appreciate getting you in here anytime. So glad to have you on us, especially this week. Now, are you outraged, Congressman Tim? Are you outraged as I am?
Don't say about what.
Well, I just came from the Saline Celtic Festival, and I saw clear evidence of the NSA there, which is stood for the National Sword Fighters Association. So, if you're talking about outrage, I don't have a sword or a dagger in my hand right now. But if you're talking about what we saw with Strzok this past week and the arrogant prevarication that went on, and expecting us to believe that he had no bias that affected anything he did with the FBI, you know, I for a fact know that there are a lot of FBI's that agents that watched that and said, man alive, this guy has hurt us, and hopefully he will pay in the end.
So, Congressman, is there a way to put out a public call from the Hill and say, all FBI agents, if you have something to say, if you got something to get out, let's get it out and let's end these people. I want to see those top dozen people at the FBI go to jail. I want them wearing orange. I want them in prison. I'm tired of this. Any of us would be in jail for what they've done, and yet we keep seeing nothing happening. And I know you're no fan of Jeff Sessions either, nor am I at this point, but I want somebody to go to jail. Somebody must go to jail for this.
Somebody's got to let Jeff Sessions out of jail. Free Jeff Sessions. Free Jeff Sessions.
Yeah, we haven't seen Jeff Sessions for a while. I don't know if it'd be any better if we did see him. But, no, he ought to be talking very, very tough with FBI Director Wray and saying, if you're not going to do your job in making sure that the FBI is put in its vaulted position again, of an agency of law enforcement that stands for justice and from the top down, and support your agents that are out there doing tough work in tough places, putting their lives on the line in many cases, and you've got yahoos like this at the top level, starting with Comey and moving on down through the ones we've seen so far, something has to change. But again, that's where, and I'm not certain why President Trump has remained a bit silent on this. He is the one that could automatically declassify information. He could call for all of those tapes and emails to be released. He could call for significant action, and in the end, he could support contempt of Congress, whatever else. As I listened to the closing comments of my colleague, Bob Goodlatte, the chairman of Judiciary, I appreciated the comments where he basically said it isn't over yet. And what we heard from you, Mr. Strzok, today was incomplete, did not answer, was not truthful, and this is not the end. So we'll see what happens from here.
Yeah, who are these FBI attorneys who are telling Strzok, Page, and whoever else? Yeah, we didn't see the Lisa Page testimony the other day because that's behind closed doors, right? But was there FBI lawyers doing the same thing as they did with him, telling her not to answer?
My fear is that they were, although she's no longer with the FBI, but Strzok is neither.
Okay, so here's what I always...
Excuse me, did you say Strzok is not a member of the FBI anymore?
He's not. He was demoted or lateral. Whatever they called it, moved to HR, and then ultimately he was walked out of the building after a number of things came out. So whether it's suspended or whether he's fired and removed from it, it shouldn't make a difference because these guys ought to be working for Congress. FBI is supposed to give us the information. They're supposed to release the necessary information that we have power to ask for under our subpoena power. And to give a guy any type of advice that says, we don't want you giving away top secret, then we need to know that. These attorneys need to be coming to our committee staff, at the very least, our investigators, and say, this is why we're going to tell Strzok not to answer that question, because it would give away information that we can't allow to be given out. That's one thing. But when they're not saying that, and we have duly elected members of Congress who serve on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee and on the Judiciary Committee, have all rights and responsibilities for funding the Department of Justice, but also for receiving any information, as long as we have the top secret classification, which most of us do, it ought to be given to us, or we ought to have information say, this is why we'd appreciate if you didn't push here, but this is the factual information, and we can tell you behind closed doors. So Lisa Page, if she had an opportunity the other day behind closed doors, there is no reason she should have been given orders from any FBI attorney to not give the full truth, especially when it was a closed session.
What are the consequences of a congressional subpoena? Just if I got subpoenaed and I said, nah, never mind, what are the consequences?
Well, I think you'd probably have more problem, and that's what frustrates us about some of these others. When Lisa Page, for instance, ignored the subpoena, said, I'm not coming. I need more time. Well, there's a process by which you ask for more time. You just don't not show up.
Well, it seems like there are no consequences. Just watching the news, it seems like there's no consequences.
Yeah, we've seen the threats.
Yeah, the only consequence is contempt of Congress. Since she's not a FBI agent anymore, we can't impeach her, but we can hold her in contempt of Congress. And then you would hope, unlike when we held Attorney General Holder in contempt of Congress, he had control of the D.C. District Attorney. Oh. And so he just basically told his district attorney not to file charges and prosecute him. That shouldn't be the case here.
So there are no consequences.
We have a president. We have an attorney general that ought to say to the district attorney of D.C., you will do your job because you're under our authority, and you will prosecute Peter Strzok for not answering the questions, not giving the truth. And we think there may be some perjury there by some of the statements that he made in that meeting and the prior meeting, which was behind closed doors. So it still could come. But that's where, again, the president has all power. And while I support this president, I loved last week him over in Brussels. It was exciting to see. But doggone it, I think he's going to have to engage with this deal with Strzok, no matter what it might look like relative to the investigations going on by Mueller, when you have an FBI agent tearing down, tarnishing the good faith efforts of the FBI and allowing people to think that their government, their law enforcement agents, are not going to work for them, then you've got a big problem.
Yeah, it's like they're above the law, and that's what drives me absolutely insane. These people are not above the law. If this is not the United States of America, if we don't see those. So my question is this, Tim. We always hear, oh, we can't jeopardize security or whatever. That's why we're not answering. This is a domestic spying case. So we don't have agents who are at risk of being killed by a foreign power or something else. So I don't want to hear that excuse from the FBI saying we don't want to jeopardize an agent. Unless it's a Clinton thing, maybe the Clinton body count might come into play. But we're not talking about agents in a foreign country who could be exposed and then killed. So I don't want to hear that excuse from the FBI. And then when they're talking about how they don't want to give away how they're finding, we all know. You can Google up anything about what we do to find out information from the internet and phone calls and everything else. There's no secret there. So I'm tired of the FBI using this excuse not to let the information out. It doesn't make any sense to me. The president should go ahead and expose all of it. Let us all see it.
I agree.
Okay.
Good. I agree.
It just kills me when Jordan keeps saying, so who is this Korn? Who is this Korn? And, oh, I can't tell you who Korn is. You know, it's like,
it is. It is. It is absolutely. Well, Tim, I hope you keep pushing for that. I know you don't sit on some of those committees that would have more access, but I do appreciate that you're up there and being a voice for us, because I think you're right. The president needs to step up and just declassify the stuff. Put it all out there. Let's all see it and make that judgment call ourselves.
Who does the House
think we have to do that? Even take a chance on some information that might be best if it weren't let out in order to restore some belief that there is a rule of law, and we're all coming under that, and we're all responsible to it. So I'm hoping in the end that that takes place. You know, I sat on the Oversight and Government Reform Committee for 6 years before I was elevated to the Energy and Commerce Committee. But I tell you, sitting and watching portions of that hearing yesterday, or two days ago, I was coming out of my chair numerous times. It's just so, so frustrating. And you didn't have to be nasty and holler and shout, but doggone it, don't give me this stuff that you were not biased when we read all of that biased information.
Yeah, it was
no
incredible.
Way, especially at your leadership position.
Yeah. Well, my question is, what enforcement arm is there for Congress should somebody you mentioned the DA of D.C. I thought the Capitol Police enforced congressional subpoenas.
No, they serve them. You know, you either have a
they serve them, but they don't enforce.
Yeah, you can't enforce. We have no prosecutorial or enforcement powers in the legislative branch. That has to come from the judicial branch, which is executive part of government.
Okay, so we have to go back to relying on Jeff Sessions if we want anything enforced for you guys.
You got to go back to relying on the president.
Okay.
Really, when you get right down to it, it goes back to the president because he appoints Jeff Sessions, and he can tell Jeff Sessions what to do, and Jeff Sessions can resign if he says, no, I'm not going to do that. There's a check and balance there, but the president has ultimate authority, and that's an answer I can't give you now why we haven't gone that far. So I guess we'll see when he gets back from being over in Europe and Russia. But it is time.
Okay, so...
Okay. I just didn't know if we wanted to bring it up.
No, you certainly can. So we talked a little bit last week, Tim. All of a sudden we saw, because Jim Jordan has been a player and a pusher of this, trying to expose this nonsense, and yet last week we saw the Democrats and the media try to put a scandal together to go after Jim Jordan. Is it because he's getting that close? Is that why that happened?
Does it have legs?
You know, I don't know. I talked with Jim, and I came in the Congress with Jim. I wrestled, not at the level he wrestled.
I wondered about that.
Yeah, he was an NCAA champion, I think, 3 times, and I was on the mat.
Oh, you really did wrestle? I thought you meant you wrestled with a question or something. You meant wrestle. Okay,
so I was
a wrestler in high school and college as well, but Jim was a wrestler. I mean, he was NCAA champion. So, and when you see 6 of the coaches that coached with him, including the head coach coming out now and defending him and saying, this is a crock. And these 2 guys that are making those charges have legal background problems themselves. It begins to smell a bit. And when Jim has been voiced as a possible replacement for or new speaker when we vote for the next speaker, I think you're going to see the resistance will start to try to tear down, just like they tried to tear down and did a pretty good job with Kevin McCarthy when he was going to fill in and become speaker after Boehner, and ultimately had to back away.
So does Jordan have a shot at that?
I don't think so, but you never know. Jordan will be a player in it. I don't think he'd have the votes, but
because he's too conservative.
Probably too libertarian. Probably the biggest thing is that he doesn't have a coalition that's big enough to do that type of thing. There's all sorts of stuff, you know, behind the scenes that go on that make a speaker what a speaker is. Speaker is the worst job I think you could possibly have, and yet it is also the most important job. And I think we've seen a speaker here that we've had get us through tax reform, a bunch of federal deregulation that went on that's having huge impact, et cetera, et cetera. But it's still a tough thing to get 218 votes when you have an independent group called the Republican Conference. But
yeah.
Jim is at a point where he certainly is a lightning rod for the resist movement. For what I guess we should call not progressive movement, the Democrat Socialist, because that's really what's taking over the party now. And it's not just simply that they've been there. Now they're coming out of the closet, and they're calling themselves that. And Bernie Sanders, of course, who is a socialist and been a proud socialist and is caucused with the Democrats for years. Now he's getting people who are actually running as Democrats, socialists, and winning.
Okay,
and I think
see,
that says to your listeners, we can't let up. We have to take this election as strongly as we did the last one.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Well, let's shift gears for a minute, Tim, because we started to dabble in it. NATO this week, the meeting, and of course the mainstream media and the liberals and the Democrats went off the rails, crying about the president going after that. You know, since when is it a crime to tell the truth? That's all the president is doing. He's going there and telling the truth.
Well, let's go back to the wrestling image or any athletic endeavor. When a team has committed to working together toward a common project, that's winning, and doing what's necessary to cover your position or cover your part when you're on the mat and do it for the team, and you have some of your players that decide, we're going to participate fully, and other players who say, well, we're not, and you have one player that goes rogue and decides to join the actual other team.
Yeah, and buy will from them.
The coach would come at halftime or when you come off the mat, and he'd say, what in the world are you doing? We committed to working this together toward a successful conclusion, and we said that the whole team would work together. We'd play our positions, and you're not doing that. In fact, you waltz across Germany to the other side, and you're playing with the common enemy that we have and putting the rest of the team at jeopardy. I mean, all Trump was doing was talking adult language, I think in a very respectful fashion, but firm, and saying, hey, this NATO agreement isn't worth the paper it's written on if we're not going to stand together.
Yeah,
and I'm going to call out the players who aren't paying their fair share, and because they haven't, really what we ought to now be paying is 4% of GDP for each nation. And when you think of little Estonia, who was told, the Prime Minister of Estonia, when I visited with him 2 years ago in Tallinn in Estonia, the capital, and he said, you know, we joined NATO, and we pay our full 2%, and we know that that's not all that much. We're a small country, and we know that Russia could run over us in an afternoon, but we want to be part of NATO. We want the protection of NATO, and so if we want the protection, we're going to pay our fair share and put the troops that we have on the playing field for the best possible outcome. That's what Germany ought to be doing and other countries. And when you have America paying almost 70% of all of the NATO funds, doggone it, we have a right to stand up on our hind legs and say, listen, get with the program, or this NATO thing isn't going to work.
Well, yeah. Germany doesn't have the money. They're spending it all on immigrant social services.
Yeah. So this is what I don't understand, why Germany would not have done something like, all right, Russia, you want a pipeline, you want us to buy 70% of our natural gas from you, we'll do that on these conditions. A, take all those troops away from the border, move them somewhere else, and B, get the hell out of Ukraine.
Get out of Ukraine.
And, you know, if you're going to do it, the greatest weapon in the world is economics, right? We all know that. It's the money. Money talks everything. And why couldn't they have just said something as simple like, we don't like the way you're acting, pull your troops out of Ukraine, act civilized, and then we'll do business with you?
Well,
the whole point of us fracking, the whole point of us generating as much natural gas as we are and then setting up the compressor plants so that we can ship it overseas was to free Europe from Russia. I'm just shocked to hear this.
Right, right. They ought to be buying it from us, if anything, and doing exactly what you said with Russia. And you're not getting the rest of that pipeline put in until you agree to it and show by action. But they didn't do that. And so now they put Estonia, Latvia, the rest of the
Poland.
Countries are at risk.
Yeah,
Poland at risk. And these countries are paying their share.
Yeah. So it's mind-boggling for, on the one hand, to see Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi saying Donald Trump is in the bag with Putin, blah, 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 shouldn't be meeting with him. And the very morning that he chastises Germany, he's trashing Putin's most important project in Europe.
Yeah.
And,
right.
And yet these idiot hypocrites in the Democratic Party think, oh, get your story straight, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, please.
Yeah. Well, their story is whatever they need to try to trash Trump and the conservative movement and the deplorables, of which we are three, unless there's another one in the room.
Derek's across the hall.
We are three deplorables, and they can smell us. And they don't like
at Walmart, yeah.
well, that's it. So, Tim, give us an update. It's election year. You're up for election this year. How are you doing on the ground out here? You doing all right? You feeling semi comfortable?
Well, yeah, I'm feeling good. We've done all that we ought to be doing as representatives. We've held 40 live town halls. We've had to stop those because there's a certain date that before the primary you have to go dark. You can't use any of your office holder funds to put an ad in the paper or on the radio to announce that you're going to have a town hall. So we've been kind of blacked out there, so we're doing other things and getting out and about the community. But we've done all our work. We've listened to people, even those that were screaming at us. And based upon that, I think it should be a good outcome, but it means that we work right to through the election in November.
Yeah, because I'll be honest with you. I don't even know what Democrat is running against you this time around. I haven't seen hide nor hair. Not an ad, well, nothing.
She's trying to stay very low. She has a primary opponent. He is a Bernie Sanders guy. He's a Democrat socialist.
He's out there.
And so if she comes out, she's going to have to move further left. She's going to have to let it out how liberal she is. So she's trying to stay underground right now and hopefully win the primary, not cause any major battles between herself and her opponent's forces.
Okay.
And come that way. But in the end, she is at the very least a Nancy Pelosi Democrat, a Chuck Schumer Democrat, given over to the Democrat Party, fundraised by the Democrat Party. And boy, they know how to fundraise, that's for sure. There's a lot of money being dropped by Soros and others coming against guys like me and Mike Bishop, etc. But in the end, the same American people that gave a resounding yes to our platform last time, I think will be there to do the same.
Okay, great. Well, put a plug in to Mike Bishop for us, too. We'd love to get. He's my congressman now, Tim. I lost you when I moved.
Well,
it's all right. We'll still have you on the air.
That hurts. That hurts me. You can move back. You know, we are mobile.
I had to get into
nothing personal. It had nothing to do with you, Tim.
I hate losing my congressman, Tim. That sucks. But anyways, Tim, give us your website one more time because it is campaign season, and I want to encourage people to help you out.
Well, for people on the official issues, they want to go to it's Wahlberg.house.gov. You can email me the fastest way right through that. We have an email link. You can keep up with what's going on. If you want to get on my weekly newsletter that comes out by email once a week, we can't use it for anything else. You can go online there, too, and get that. But for campaign purposes, it's WahlbergForCongress.com.
Okay, great. Well, thank you again, Tim. I appreciate it, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Let's keep liberty moving.
You got it. Thanks, Tim. Take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, folks.
Next week?
Yeah, it was great. Great show. So go to thedailydrift.com, and until next week, have a good one.
See you.